sea, sand, and semi-automatic rifles. It's the new reality for Mexico's top beach destination, the Caribbean resort of Cancun, a hotspot for spring-breaking Americans and European holidaymakers, but one in which Marines now guard the beaches. They're here for a reason. In Cancun, over recent years, crime and violence have been on the rise. Four people killed near the beach just before Easter, the latest flashpoint. British holidaymakers Sophie and Kirsty are soaking up the rays as the security forces pass.
You've just seen all of the Marines and the police come patrolling down the beach. What were you thinking?
Yeah, but pretty strange sight. I thought there was going to be an altercation or there was something here or a threat or something, the reason that, or maybe preventative measures. I'm definitely cautious and we were definitely, like, we were looking around at other people's reactions and seeing if anybody else was reacting, and I'm sure if other people were scared then we'd probably leave, but when you look around it seems pretty normal.
The presence of troops here has become normal. A battalion of the National Guard is now stationed on this coast. Authorities know they have to protect the tourist trade at all costs.
You'd think that images like this one would have put people off, but tourists keep arriving in Cancun despite a real surge in violence in this town over the last few years.
Meanwhile, those living here are facing daily battles.
If I'm opening a new business in Cancun, what's the probability that I'm going to be extorted?
Well, I think it's going to be like 50-50. Yeah, I think the other day in a meeting they asked, like, how many of you have suffered any type of extortion? 85% of the businessmen there raised their hand.
He should know he's already had a restaurant destroyed by gangsters. Cancun's become a juicy prize for the biggest cartels in the country. They demand that business owners allow them to sell drugs on their premises or simply give them protection money. From those hawking inflatables on the beach to the popular bars on the strip, nobody's too big or too small to get out of paying. The police say they're getting to grips with things.
We visit restaurants and we visit businesses so that people feel that the police are close to them and they can come to us when there is an extortion call. Then we can follow up in the streets while the state attorney's office goes after the criminal organizations.
But only one person in Cancun has been tried and convicted for extortion, and they're appealing. And there are already closed restaurants, shops. That's an as yet incipient trend that this moneymaker for the Mexican economy will want stopped before the tourists decide to go elsewhere. John Holman, Al Jazeera, Cancun.